Yeah, hi there, Heidi. It's Reid here. How are you today?
Hello, Heidi.
Yeah, Heidi, why don't you want to talk?
Hello, Heidi.
Why do you tell such lies to the newspaper?
Why do I have to talk to you?
You don't have to talk to me.
No, why do you call me then?
Because I just can't believe you write these things to the newspaper.
I don't have to answer your questions.
Well, I know you don't.
You will get your answers, your question answered. In court, Farid.
Yeah, but I
don't want to speak to you.
I haven't heard from
I'm
your lawyers.
I'm not interested, Farid. You will be hearing from them.
No, I won't.
We are preparing a case against you. But don't worry, we are. We got so much evidence, you won't believe it.
Yeah, but you know.
Bye, Farid. Bye, Farid. Yeah, hello?
Well, you know it's me, don't you?
Hello?
Yeah.
Friday.
Yeah.
Hello, Heidi.
Yeah, so are you going to talk or we have to
no,
go on like this all night?
You. All I'm going to tell you, I did not go to the newspaper. They came to me. Do you know why?
Yes.
Because one of the photographs got your report in their mail. That was my old address in Bergen. So you really did it big there. And a journalist called me because you have written my name and everything in your report.
I read
that
in
the... That's why he wanted to know about the story.
I read that in the newspaper, but...
You didn't read that in the newspaper, did you?
It was
that
in...
was Bergen's tea, didn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see. But and you don't have to ask me, that's why.
No, but I...
I did not go to the newspaper, they came to
okay,
me.
Okay, fair enough.
Of course, they said, and you are.
All right, fair enough, but why in 1990 you sent me a book, I Dare to Call Him Father? Why
I
didn't...
know why I did that.
Why did you do
to
that?
To witness to you.
Huh? Yeah, but you wanted
you
me...
You don't have to ask me that because you know why I did.
Yeah, but did you want me to turn Christian?
Of course I did. I want the best for you. Of course I did. Because I know deep inside how hurt you are, Farid. I know that. That's why I said what I said in the letters. But you keep on terrorizing me and harassing me, Farid.
Look, let's...
No, but you have. You show what your motives are.
Well,
you used to destroy me. You've written it yourself.
Yes, but look.
No, I don't have to look.
I'm not asking you to look, but just cool down for a minute.
No,
for God's sake.
I don't want to cool down.
I know, all right,
because
don't cool down.
You've been pestering me all these years. Well, I'm trying to tell you, please stop it.
Look.
You won't listen to reason.
Look, Heidi,
that's
look.
That's why I have to drag you to coffee. Because there's so many other people who's been so sick of you terrorizing them. My family, Goodman, his brother, my husband. They can't stand it!
Yeah, but why does he have to tell me that Allah doesn't exist? Why does he say this? And why do you write things about the Muslims in general? It's nothing to do...
I don't know why you're asking me. This is years ago.
No, this was in the newspaper. Why do they say, in Bergen, Tidenda, going on and on...
Oh, yeah. Because I told them what you said in your letters. That, you know, you're talking about God and Allah and how how bad I am to your religion and everything else.
Yeah, but what...
that's been your motive all the time,
but,
hasn't it?
But why does your husband...
You're so pure, you're so clean, and I'm so... dirty.
No, I'm not so clean.
Because that's what you've said all
no,
the time.
No. You know perfectly well
you
I...
You can't lie about it, for we have it in writing. You can't say you don't mean it.
But you know I'm not that wonderful. No, you know, I'm not...
I know that, but that's what you want everybody
no,
to
No, I don't. Certainly
why?
Not.
Why do people think so when you receive your letter?
People...
Because that's the message you give.
No, not at all.
Yes,
you...
how pure you are. And
not
so
at
there.
All.
I have talked
to the police.
You don't even want to admit what you've said for it. There's no way we can discuss this.
I do want... I mean, all the letters I've written, and I admit that. I've told the police that. I've told the newspapers
because
that.
Because everybody how bad I am.
Yeah, but the thing
what
is...
What are you telling them? That you're so pure, so clean. But, I know who you are.
But I have not been... Am I right in saying that you've been saying that for 13 years I've been issuing death threats to you since we met?
No. You've been harassing me.
Yeah, but...
I've known you for 13 years.
But the news...
If I didn't do what you wanted me to do, then you started harassing me.
The news...
Yes,
but the newspaper said I've been issuing death threats for 13...
Yes, you have. No, but I didn't say that.
For 30... Well, the newspapers said so.
No, it doesn't matter for me. They don't say that.
But why did the newspapers say so?
No, they don't say that. They say, among other things, you have been death-threatening me.
For 13 years?
No, they don't say that. They don't say for 13 years. They say for 13 years you've been harassing me. Because you have. You've always been telling me how bad I am. And when I was really down and crying and you said, oh, I'm so sorry for you. And then you turn your back on me and boom, in my back.
No.
Because I did not do what you wanted me to do. Yes, that's the truth. And you know it.
Look, don't lose your... At least try and talk sensibly.
I don't have to do what you tell me to do. Don't you realize that?
Yeah, I do,
if
I do.
If I
want to
lose my temper, I do it for
you. All right, then.
I am not ashamed anymore. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if I want to raise my
voice,
nobody will do it.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, well, but in 1988, why, you know, did you ask me to come over and help you?
I know what you're doing now for it. I know.
What?
You're taping all this.
I'm not taping it.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
I know you are.
But what, why...
I know what you're doing for it, I know.
But why in 88 do you ask me over?
I know what you're doing. You're questioning me all this because you're going to have it into court and everything. You know what you've done for it. And now you have it on tape that you admit to sending these reports.
I've admitted to the newspapers to sending letters, not reports. What reports?
You have in my tape.
Hmm?
Yes, you've admitted you're sending these reports to my family, to my neighbours.
No.
I have it on tape.
No, I haven't admitted
yes,
that.
Yes, I have. You have admitted twice.
No, you said letters.
Letters and reports.
No.
No. And you also admitted in the beginning of this conversation.
Not reports.
Okay,
no.
You said. Isn't that admitting, isn't it?
Not reports. I haven't sent any reports.
I'm not interested in discussing these letters, but you've been harassing me for years, and I'm sick of it.
Well, you shouldn't tell lies to the police about...
I didn't tell lies about
the
police.
Yeah, you did.
No, you've been lying all these years.
In 1990.
You've been lying and lying and lying. And you mixed it with the truth, with my miserable life. And you used it against me.
I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, I see.
But what?
And we don't have any more to discuss for you. Nothing more to discuss. Bye. Hello, Riley.
Yeah, I mean...
Last time you called me for it, you said you were nearby. And we traced your phone call and you were in England. You've been lying all the time.
I was in Denmark the first time.
We have a tape where you said it.
Yeah, I was in Denmark the first time.
You always did not. No, you were not. You were in England last time.
No, the very first time.
Yeah, we're not talking about the very first time because I know you went down like that. Because you always traced that phone call. We got all the numbers where you called from. You better not call it because we're tracing your phone
so what?
Every time you call me.
It doesn't bother me.
And I've told... No, it doesn't matter whether it's bothering you or not.
It,
I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you.
Well,
I
do.
I can't. Because
you write... If you write such nonsense to the newspaper...
It doesn't matter what you want.
It does.
Because it's my decision whether I want to speak to you or not. And when I'm telling you, I don't want to... That's what it
Well, does it matter if you tell nonsense to the police?
Show some respect.
Respect, goodbye. After what you've done.
Goodbye.
Oh, to hell with you. Why don't you go to hell with your rubbish?
Yeah, you too.
You tell me crap about
bye
Christ,
bye.
Don't
bye
you?
Bye.
Piss off.
Hello, Heidi.
So what's the name of your lawyer then?
Hello, Heidi.
Yeah, so anyway.
What do you want, Fareed? I'm not going to answer your question.
Why don't you name me in the newspaper?
I am not going to answer your question.
Well, I'll have to come out.
No, you have to contact my lawyer.
And what's his name?
You know his name.
I don't.
In the newspaper.
I can't remember it.
You can contact him or you can contact the police. You will know his name. And if you want to make a deal instead of going to court, you can contact my lawyer.
A deal?
Bye-bye. Hello, Heidi.
Come on, let's talk about it, for God's sake.
No, we don't want. I don't want to talk about
you. Are you tired?
No, I have to talk to you with other witnesses.
Are you tired?
I can't talk to you alone, Fareed.
Well, I wanted to talk to you in 1990 with the police. Why did you not want to talk to me then?
We did talk that time, didn't we?
Not before
you
the police.
You came into my home and you told me you're going to stop it. Your lawyer also has said that you promised to stop this years ago. And you haven't kept your promise, Fareed.
When I discovered you made
it. I have writing, Fareed, that you promised.
When in 1990, I only discovered last January when
I told you, sorry, I can't talk to you unless there are other witnesses. I can't, Fareed, because it doesn't serve my case. Of course it doesn't. You don't think about me.
You know,
I have to think about myself.
You know perfect.
I have to stop this harassment, Fareed. And if you don't do it,
it's not harassment.
I have to force.
Do you think it's pure harassment? What
yes,
I was trying... You
and
were
of
not...
Of course I know beyond all this, it's a lot of pain for it. I know.
But
that.
You were not answering...
I can't excuse it for years.
You weren't answering the questions I was putting. The police weren't answering the questions my lawyers were putting to you. All right, to them. And they're...
What do you want, really, by this conversation? What is it that you want?
Well, why
do you want to solve anything?
Hmm?
Do you want to solve?
Well, yeah, I do. I want.
Do you want to promise me you're going to stop this?
Huh?
Do you want
once
to promise
I,
me
once
you're going to stop it?
If we could sit round a table, we could get some answers.
Yeah, we could sit round the table with a lawyer.
All right, okay.
Yeah, then we could do it.
Yeah.
Unless.
All right.
If you're not willing to do that for
no,
you.
No, I'm willing. I'm willing to. I'm willing to do that. But where?
Oh, that's good.
Where?
I can contact my lawyer and we can talk about it.
Yeah. Where would we
I
sit?
I also got a letter from my doctor years ago. And he also received horrible letters and phone calls from me, Fareed. I've got so much evidence.
Your doctor?
Yes, my doctor, my shrink. And he was my shrink years ago. I got so many witnesses against you.
In the clinic?
You won't last for a minute, Fareed. But if...
I believe I will.
If you promise to stop this, but then we have to discuss it with other witnesses.
Yeah.
Then it's okay.
Mm.
I can contact my lawyer, and you can contact me during the week.
Yeah.
After Wednesday, because I'm going to Sweden.
No, really?
After Wednesday.
Where are you going there? Watch the football.
It doesn't matter where I'm going. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm going to Sweden, and then I'm coming back, and then you can contact us writing or by phone, and then I talk to you, and we make some arrangement, okay?
Yeah, well, I honestly can't remember the name of your lawyer.
Okay, sorry.
Well, how's Daniel?
Then you can't talk.
Hmm?
Then you can talk when we have witnesses.
Well, how's Daniel anyway?
But if your purpose is not to stop this and make up, then there's no use.
No, no, it's all right. Don't worry.
If that's your purpose, isn't
it? My purpose is
it's
stop genuine.
This.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
of course.
You solve this.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
yeah.
That's okay then.
But how's Daniel?
Hmm?
How's Daniel?
He's fine.
Hmm? Is he 9?
Sorry?
Is he 9 years old now?
Yes, he is.
And what?
He's talking to him on the phone, I heard.
That's right. He was. His English is not bad.
You also send the reports to my nephew. He's only 12 years old. It's so shocking for you. I know it's pain beyond this, but it's so shocking how you can destroy others' lives because you want to get to me.
But why do you make allegations in 1986 that are untrue to the police?
Why did you do all this before 1998?
I only discovered it at Christmas.
Then we can discuss it with a lawyer. Because you don't want to listen to the other side, only yourself.
I am listening to you. I'm not losing my temper.
We have been talking about this before, and we haven't managed to solve this between us two. We haven't. Time has shown that. Then we have to do it another way.
And you never talked to me in the police station in 1990,
no,
did you?
Because
you could
I
have
was
done.
Advised not to. After what you've done that time, of course I could talk to you. I was afraid of you. I was so scared out of my mind.
Oh, come on. You didn't.
Come
weren't.
On.
Were you really?
You've seen me. Other people have seen me so scared of you.
But why? We were before.
You want us
the
so
policeman.
You want to scare me.
The policeman said to me, how can we solve this?
Your weapon is fear for me. To me.
Oh, come on. You're not scared of me.
Come on. I have been scared of you, yes,
oh,
I have.
Oh, come on. You're telling me.
You don't have to believe me. You can just ask other people.
I find it incredible, but look.
You don't have to even, listen to what I've said. They've just seen it on my body, my everything.
You were as cool as a cucumber in the police station. You were just completely relaxed and calm. And you looked fine to me.
I was a basket case.
Were you?
Yes, I was. But we can discuss this later for you.
Well, I mean, I want to talk to you. I enjoy talking to you.
You enjoy talking
yeah.
to me?
Yeah. You know.
I've said that before as well, and still it's war going on, you know.
Well, I know what you're saying, but, you know, I mean, just have a chat for a few minutes, for God's sake, about ordinary things.
Because we
talk about ordinary things.
Yeah, but we did that before, Fareed. Has it made me any good? No, you always use it against me. To destroy my you know, my name, everything. You've been so after me, Fareed. How can I trust you again?
Of course you can.
I tell you something. You've been proven by action, Fareed. I can't trust you.
Look.
I did years ago. I thought you were my friend.
I was.
You have so many motives behind what
can
you
I just,
did.
Can I just tell you something? I just want to tell you something. When you phoned me up in 1988, okay, and...
What about all the other times you phoned me
yeah,
up?
Yeah, all right.
I also phoned you up because you phoned me up, sir.
Let me just speak to you about this,
because
please.
I know that you would try to take this.
No, look.
I know
look,
you.
Look, I just want to tell you, when I was in Egypt, you don't have to say anything.
You have to prove for it.
You don't
see
have to...
that you are interested in solving this.
Look,
you... It has to be on the right terms.
You don't have to...
Then I will believe
all right, you. Don't have to. You don't have to say anything.
No,
just
I don't want to. Old Fareed. You've proven by your action what your motives are.
But just wait one second. I honestly,
I mean, I could
please.
Send you lots of things. I mean, I could spreading lies about you and do awful things to your life if I wanted.
Look.
I haven't, Fareed, but you have.
Just
trying to destroy me.
Just please hang on one minute. You don't have to discuss it. Just calmly listen. When I was in Egypt,
I will listen.
Please. When I was
your lawyer is.
Yeah, but this is nothing.
No,
this is nothing to do with the action. Nothing.
Just
forget war for a minute. When I was in Egypt in 88, I tell you, I thought of you. I was there for 3 months. Are you there? Yeah, please.
I'm sorry, I don't want to upset you, but I have to do what the lawyer has advised me.
Yeah, I know that.
I am going to hang up now, Fareed. You will have all the time to talk later.
I don't. This isn't to do with Heidi.
No, Fareed.
You're not
going to get what you want.
I don't want anything. I just wanted to tell you something.
But you can tell me something later.
It was.
Okay. I don't want to upset you now. That's not why I'm saying it.
All right.
I'm just doing what I think is right. Okay?
Can you?
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay,
bye-bye.
WGN.
Yes, good morning. Is that the police station?
Yes, it's Bergen Police Station.
Oh, good. Is Commander Krogvold in this morning, please?
You what?
Commander Krogvold.
Yes, just a moment.
Thank you.
Krogvold?
Yes, hi, good morning, Commander Krogvold. It's Fareed Al-Diwani, the lawyer from London.
Yes.
In connection with Heidi Orvador. I understand you know the name of her lawyer.
No, I don't know. I had a letter from a lawyer, but that's in the case, and the case I've gone to the files. I don't have his name now.
Oh, do you know what's happening in this...
Nothing happening here, as far as I know.
Because I spoke to Heidi Orvador yesterday, and she told me that you are preparing some kind of case against...
No, the case here are closed for many years ago.
Oh, okay. It's just that she's been telling me the police are waiting for me to arrest me in Drammen, and I don't know the truth.
There are no cases here at Bergen Police Department. The cases here are closed for many years ago.
Yeah. Okay then. Did you get some letters from my lawyer called Mr. Wessenberg?
Yes, I've got letters from many parts up through the years.
Did you, I mean, were you...
The letters are answered.
Yeah, did you... I was just wanting to have some details because in 1986, Heidi made allegations that I... untrue allegations, I must say, that I attempted to rape her.
I see no reason to comment this case any further. It's an old case, it's closed, and I have no comments at all.
Okay.
The letters from the lawyers are answered, and that's all.
Okay, then. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, hi there. Is that Mr. Schroeder?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. I phoned you last week. It's Mr. Al-Diwani here.
Wait.
Wait.
Yes,
hi there. Can you put me through to Half Inch Schroeder again, please? Oh, I thought I just... he said I spoke to him just 1 minute ago. Thank you.
Hello, it's not
answer. No, it's not answering. Oh, okay. Well, I'll try again in 5 minutes. Yeah, I've...
Oh,
is it? What does that mean? Busy? Ah, okay. Well, I shall try and ring later. Thank you. Bye-bye. January, that through my lawyers, Wessenberg, that in 1986, Heidi had gone to the police and told them that I had attempted to rape her. Okay. Now, I have a letter from... Well, there is. In my letter, I can send you a copy of my letter from Wessenberg. And in it, it says that in 1986, in December, she went to the police and said that I had attempted to rape her. And this I never, never, never did, and I will never do this to anybody. And it's made me so angry, this is the reason for all my postcards and my letters and the phone calls.
But what do you want her to do so that you can stop this?
Well, I asked the police at the end of December, the last week in December, I wrote to Wessenberg, and I said, please sue Heidi, get the papers from the police, and I want to sue Heidi Overall for perverting the course of justice, and I want to sue the police for wrongful arrest. And they could not get...
why don't you do that?
Well, Yeah, I tried to. I've been in contact even with the police, the Norwegian police at the embassy in England. And I phoned Commander Krogvold yesterday in Bergen Police Station, and he said the case is closed. And my letters have been answered, and he doesn't want to talk about it. He says the case is closed, I don't want to discuss anything. And I told him about this attempted rape business. And the thing is, you see, in 1985, just about the time that Heidi conceived her child, I had sex with Heidi. I had sex with her, and she did not tell me that she had resumed having sex with Goodman Johansson, who was taking heroin. He was taking heroin, injecting it, and sleeping with other women. And she didn't tell me this, and we had intercourse. Yeah, it's more than 10 years ago. It happened in 86, in 85. She didn't tell me until a year and a half later, and it wasn't until 1990 that I had the time and the energy and a friend to come with me to confront her about her past, you see, and then I was... The part, because I don't like being being used, and yeah, but the point is, yes, yeah, but if only she can not tell the police these things. She's told the police before, in the early 80s, that she was raped by a Bergen shopkeeper. A chap in Bergen, and she went to the police and complained against him. But you see, the thing is... No, it is my business, because Heidi kept telling me about it. She told me all her past, and then to go and tell the police, I'm a lawyer, just like you are. I cannot afford to have things like that, particularly because it's terribly wrong. And the reason she did it is because I wrote to her father and Goodman Johansson's parents in 1986, telling them she's tried to kill herself and she will try and do it again if you don't do something for her. And in 1988, she phones me up in my office, in my law office in London, and she says to me, Fareed, Goodman's just friends have told me, have phoned me up, and they say Goodman tells me to fuck off. And I have a little child here. He's only 2 years old. He needs his father. Please come over to Norway with your karate friend and we'll take Goodman to the woods and tie him up. He says, I want revenge. Where? When? In 1990. Wait, in
90...
Yeah. What happened? No. No, I didn't promise anything. My lawyers wrote that I would not send any letters, but provided we got some proper information from the police. We didn't get anything. As I told you, I'm going...
About it.
Yeah, well...
But I want you to... Every connection that you want to have with Heidi, I want that it to go through me.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, I spoke to her... I phoned her up 6 times 2 nights ago and she spoke to me. But the thing is, you see, in 19... all this writing letters... It's all nonsense, because in 1990, she wanted me to marry her. She wanted me to become a Christian. She sent me postcards from Egersund, where her sister's staying, saying, oh, what a lovely name Fareed is, and how Daniel and I long for a husband, and if only you, Fareed, could become Christian. And she sent me a book. I threw everything away after 1985. No, you must believe me, because she sent me a book and called I Dare to Call Him Father, a Christian book, about a Muslim woman who became Christian. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Because I have the book. I kept the book. Look, I'm telling you... She did! She said, if you become a Christian... No, she sent me all the... I disposed of even my lawyer's letters. I disposed of all of them, and I had to get their file. I disposed of everything, but I have lots of love letters that I will send you. I have about 6 love letters, and even... It says in the newspapers 13 years of terror, yeah? Well, I have postcards and love letters from 1984, 1985, with the postmarks. I will send you those, okay? I will send you those, but I'm telling you this now. I'm not a liar, and you can ask her. She sent me postcards from Egersund, 2 of them. which she posted in Drammen, and she said Daniel, her son Daniel, likes you very much. He told me so. He's telling everybody he knows a lovely man in England who's giving him presents. Because I know Daniel. He sat on my knee. He likes me very much. And I was in her house in August 1990 with her son, and we got on very well. And Heidi told me then that her grandparents would have looked after Daniel had she succeeded in committing suicide in 1988. Because in 1988 she tried to take her life again. And that is what I predicted to her parents in 1986. I told them that be careful, she's mixing with a criminal, Johansson has a criminal record, he sleeps with lots of other women. Not now, no, but on two occasions she could have lost her life, and that made me so angry, okay, because she was, when I was there in the early 80s, she said, Goodman keeps pestering me, he keeps wanting to go out with me, Fareed, tell him to leave me alone. And then she goes back to him, and it's been like this for years, ringing me up, oh, Goodman this, Goodman that. And I just got sick of it, and I've lost my temper, especially as she could have given me AIDS, and she accused me of attempted rape. But I'm telling you, she ask her about the postcard she wrote to me, saying what a lovely... I will send you... I don't, no. Let me have your address. How do you spell that? Yep. It's full stop, yeah.
And it's 330.
330.
And then it's it's M.
Yep.
And then it's 0161. Oslo.
Oslo. And what's the name of your firm, please?
It's not a firm exactly. We are several lawyers here who are working together, but we have each our own cases and things like that.
Oh, I've got you. So I just do Tom Scow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though I haven't got copies of those, in fact, she wrote to me many letters, and she's acknowledged it when I spoke to her last night. I have got nothing after 1985, but she wrote to me many times, and I can swear to you by God, and, you know, I'm not lying to you. She wrote me those postcards, and she did say this to me. She wrote me one letter saying, you know, that you are talking about marriage, and then she goes, and then she goes, ... She says, I want to marry a Christian man more than anything else in the world. Okay, this is my dream. And as you will not be turning Christian, you know, then, Fareed, I will not be marrying you because you're not Christian. But, so I said, okay, that's what you want, fair enough. But she did want to convert me to Christianity. Do you believe that?
Well, I don't believe it.
You don't believe it? Well, you will believe it because I have it on tape. I have her conversation on tape, and her very words were she wanted to witness me. Okay? That is on tape. And she also... Yes, she's got married to a Christian. Yeah, but the thing is this. What also made me very angry is that when I phoned him up, he says to me, come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Allah, which is the Arabic word for God, he says, Allah doesn't exist. He can't help you. Come to Jesus. And then he goes on, for 5 minutes, speaking in some strange language, in tongues. Yeah? And he's crazy. I mean, she's welcome to him. Yes, because he went on for 5 minutes, and my mother heard it, and my mother is a German woman whose father was a German soldier, died in Stalingrad. We're not all dirty little Muslims who are besotted and crazy in love with her. I was the last time I truly liked Heidi was in 1985, just before I found out she got pregnant. And she says we've never been lovers. There was never time to be lovers because she was always sleeping with someone else, always getting pregnant. And she used to ring me up by the hour, and I used to spend hundreds of pounds on the phone. I used to give her... Yes, it is, but it also became my problem because it's affected me mentally, especially when I'm arrested.
You're writing letters to everybody around in Norway here. Not everybody exactly, but...
And she's telling... No, and she's telling the police. She's telling the... And these so-called...
You are starting the report just as you are sending it.
You've read those reports, have you?
What?
You've read the reports.
Yeah.
And what do they say? What do you think of them? You think they're all rubbish?
It doesn't matter really what you have written in them, but who you have sent them to. I mean, why do you send them to everybody who is... it's not everybody's business, this thing.
Look, the point is
why
this. Well, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything on that topic, but the point is she has tried to ruin me in 1990. She tried to ruin my career through lies. She told the police that I changed the name of my passport, which I did, and the reason I did it was because I had to travel to Egypt to see my uncle who was dying, and I did not want to be drafted into the Egyptian army because I was still studying law. Now they've changed the rules, the Egyptians, that you don't, if you're duo national, you don't have to go in. But she told the police I changed my name on my passport, and they asked me why, perhaps thinking I smuggled drugs or something. Yeah? And she's told lots of other little lies. She told them that I get girls into trouble in England, and then that was 1990, and then in August she welcomes me to her home, lets her son sit on my knee, he takes his dummy out, gives me a big kiss, and likes me very much. And that was the reason her son liked me so much. That was probably why she thought, if I can make Fareed become a Christian, then we get married. And I felt so sorry for her son, and I liked him so much, that I think if Heidi, because I said to Heidi, you know that you can stay Christian, but any children we have to be brought up as Muslim. And this was the one reason that she didn't take things further, because she didn't accept that any of our children be brought up as Muslim.
Are you at work now?
No, no, I'm at home.
Huh?
I'm at home.
But, you were
friendly. Yes, I'll be late for work. So I'll be late for work, but I wanted to talk to you because she said to me that...
you did give me your address, sir.
Well, haven't you got it?
Well, perhaps I have, but you haven't...
Well, you can write to me then. It's number 2, Row Hedge, which is ROW... HEDGE Brentwood, BRENT WOOD Essex, ESSEX, and then the code is C for Christopher, M for Mother, 132TS.
1, 3, 2, and then
2TS. T for Tommy, S for sugar, yeah. And then England. But let me also just continue while I've got into it. When I was arrested in 1990, I was arrested the next day because I went to see her in Solbergelva, in Drammen. She wasn't there, but her next door neighbour was. Her next door neighbour was a Christian with her husband, called Heidi Anita, and we stayed in her house for 2 hours, and she made us supper, she made us some food, she gave us a big hug when we left, and some Christian literature, and I gave her my business card, and I told her the reason I was coming to Norway, because I was very angry about the AIDS business, the heroin, and her behaviour leading from 1986 to 1990. And she told me that Gudmund Johansson, her boyfriend, had beat her up at Christmas. And the reason he beat her up is because he knew Heidi was telling him about his heroin problem and everything else. So she wanted revenge against me for him beating her up. And I had no need to be arrested because I phoned her sister. Are you there?
Yeah,
I phoned her sister up, Renu, in Rolandslia. I was on my own, and I knew they might call the police, because I said to them, are you going to call, can you promise me you won't call the police? Because her sister was also taking pills and would have killed herself but for her children, Heidi told me. So her sister was highly nervous.